Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news on Tuesday, the 25th of August. It is now 73. We got abundant sunshine, headed for a high today around 77. Made it up to 78 for the high yesterday. Going to be another very cool night tonight. In fact, could be a little bit chilly. The forecast calling for a low of 52. And then we are expecting a bit of a warm-up over the next several days, especially as we go into the weekend. Temperatures rebounding into the mid to upper 80s by Sunday. I'll have more on that forecast after the news. Illinois Comptroller Leslie Munger's office says it's unable to pay social service agencies as directed by a court order because it can't find the money. The comptroller writes Illinois checks and has been ordered to pay agencies by the courts, while Governor Bruce Rauner and lawmakers are deadlocked on a budget. Munger's spokesman Rich Carter says there is a cash shortage because of the impasse. Carter says the office is prioritizing payments to the nonprofit organizations. Advocates for the nonprofit groups take the matter to court. They took the matter to court, and a judge ordered the comptroller to pay the first installment by this Friday. Barry Taylor of Equip for Equality represents some of the groups. He says they are evaluating legal options and have not received an explanation as to why the state of Illinois is not complying with the court order. WFIW News, time 12:16.
Start here, go anywhere. Frontier Community College in Fairfield offers two-year transfer degrees. With tuition a fourth of the cost of a university, Frontier is a wise choice for graduating seniors. Frontier provides a smooth transition from high school to college, small class sizes, personal attention, and students are not just a number. They're actually known by their name. And Frontier's courses transfer to most universities, so register now for fall semester. Call 842-3711.
Hey there, everybody. Have you ever had someone want to trade something they had for something you had? Well, God wants to make exchanges like that with us every day. He wants to make a trade of joy for anger, forgiveness for bitterness, love for hatred, boldness for fear, and freedom for addictions. As hard as it may be, we must realize the value of that which God is desiring to give us is far greater than that which we are trying to hold on to in its place. Make a trade with God today. Hey, this is Chad Everett on the web at crossroadsbiblechurch.tv. Be blessed.
Due to growth at their Albion location, Fram Filtration is hiring for full-time assembly and skilled positions. Open interviews will be held from 7 a.m. until noon on Tuesday, September 1st and Thursday, September 3rd at Fram and Albion. Fram offers benefits including insurance, vacation, holidays, and 401k. On-site interviews will be conducted to fill assembly machine setup, maintenance, warehouse, and other positions. For an opportunity at a full-time job, plan to attend Fram's open interviews on September 1st and September 3rd, or apply immediately at Fram Filtration.
Illinois State Police have launched their big Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over initiative. Now through Labor Day, Illinois State Police will join more than 250 local police departments and county sheriff's offices to step up enforcement with roadside safety checks and hundreds of additional hours of drunk and drugged driving patrols. In addition, motorists are being warned to buckle their seatbelts no matter where they're sitting in a vehicle, especially during the deadly late night hours. As with all of the state's high-visibility holiday enforcement campaigns, an important aspect of the Labor Day crackdown is getting the truth out to the public. That truth is that drunk and drug driving destroys lives every day. Campaigns like this one aim to end the devastation caused by motor vehicle crashes. Progress in recent years is encouraging, but data clearly shows drunk and drug driving remains a devastating problem on Illinois roads, according to Jared Thornley, the Illinois Department of Transportation's Director of Traffic Safety. He says getting the word out about the dangers of drunk and drug driving is a big part of why we do these holiday enforcement crackdowns. Unfortunately, he says, the facts are not enough to get the driving public's attention. That's why enforcement is necessary to keep Illinois roads safe as they can be. Illinois has experienced improvements in the past decade with drunk and drugged driving fatalities, but impaired drivers still play a role in more than 300 highway fatalities and hundreds of more serious injuries each and every year. Well, Frontier Community College here in Fairfield is hosting its Meet the Bobcats this Thursday evening in conjunction with its first ever Bobcats volleyball game. Now, the event is scheduled to take place in the Fairfield High School Gymnasium. Starting at 4:30 in the afternoon, Frontier staff members will be grilling up pork burgers outside the FCHS gym. The cost is by donation. Team introductions will begin at 5:30 for both the volleyball and softball teams. Then at 6:30 sharp, the Bobcats will kick off the volleyball season against the Southwestern Illinois Community College Blue Storm. They're out of Belleville. Now, the Bobcats volleyball team includes Grace Bora, Kendra Cessna, and Alyssa Kolak of Fairfield, Jessica Rush of Enfield, Courtney Krell of Louisville, Nicole Jordan of Reinhard, Sarah Green and Abby Reeves of Wayne City, Elena Renner of Steelville, Bobby Lake of Ellis Grove, and Lexi Pedke of Mount Vernon, Illinois. The team is coached by Jessica Hughes. The Bobcats softball team includes Kristen Medler and Shaylee St. Ledger of Albion, Alyssa Kolak, Sabrina Seitzinger, Allison Tullis, and Chloe Hinkle of Fairfield, Taylor Allen of Xenia, Nicole Jordan of Reinhard, Sarah Green and Abby Reeves of Wayne City, Elena Renner of Steelville, Maddie Henry of Franklin, Illinois, Brooke Higgerson of Cutler, Illinois, Sephora Kirk of Evansville, Indiana, Michaela Beach of Oakland City, Indiana, and Caitlin Woolard of Wingo, Kentucky. The team is coached by head coach Marty Slover and assistant coach Jeremy Ellis. Now, the public is encouraged to attend and cheer on the Bobcats for a win at their first home volleyball game of the season. Admission is $1 or free if you wear one of those Bobcat shirts. The Frontier Community College bookstore sells Bobcats apparel. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. WFIW News Time, 12:21.
Vaughn's Diesel is excited to announce that they have added a new selection of tires and are the Yokohama tire dealer for Fairfield. Vaughn's offers a full line of passenger, commercial, and farm tires at prices that can't be beat. They have 3-year warranties and 3-year roadside service on select brands. Vaughn's are offering 24-hour service, and for the farmer, they have on-site service when you need it. Vaughn's is located south of Fairfield on Route 45 across from Casey's, or call 842-3500.
Find carpet types that fit your life for less at Haas Interiors. For a limited time, select grades of Mohawk carpets are on sale at Haas Interiors. Choose from wear-dated, smart strand silk, Simply Berber, and many more in all the latest colors. Plus, while supplies last, timeless design wicker 8mm laminate flooring is only $1.59 a square foot, and luxury vinyl plank flooring in barnwood is on sale too at Haas Interiors, West Main Street in Fairfield.
The Illinois 4-H Foundation annually recognizes one 4-H volunteer per county for exemplary service to the Illinois 4-H program as a Hall of Fame winner. Among the Hall of Fame inductees from Unit 21, which serves Clay and surrounding counties, was Earlene Henry, Clay County's honoree. Mrs. Henry is the mother of Fairfield resident Beth Wilson. Earlene started the 4-H club, the Thomas Toilers, in Clay County, and has been the leader of that club for the past 63 years. She says she believes in the future of 4-H and the members of Clay County as she works with 4-H members to develop their leadership, teamwork, and communication skills. Now, this year celebrated the 11th anniversary of the award presented by the Illinois 4-H Foundation. Ceremony was held this past Saturday on the Director of Agriculture's lawn on the Illinois State Fairgrounds. Ag Director Phil Nelson is a 4-H supporter and was last year's Illinois 4-H Foundation alumni winner. The Illinois 4-H Foundation established the statewide Hall of Fame in 2004 to honor and celebrate extraordinary 4-H alumni, volunteers, and former 4-H staff. Nominations for the Illinois 4-H Hall of Fame are made by the University of Illinois Extension staff. Each inductee received a commemorative Hall of Fame medallion. Wayne County Highway 10 between 525 North and 600 North will be closed each day this week from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. for brush and tree removal. 33-year-old Melinda J. Clifford of New Haven has been sentenced to 1 year in prison after her conviction of violating an active order of protection, a Class 4 felony. The sentence was handed down Monday in White County Circuit Court at Carmine. In addition to prison time, Clifford will have to serve another 4 years of parole once she gets out of prison and has been ordered to pay $577 in various fines, court costs, and fees. 43-year-old Kimberly S. Rose of Carmi was arrested last night by Carmi City Police on a number of traffic charges. Rose faces charges of drunk driving, driving on a suspended license, having no insurance, illegal transportation of alcohol, and improper passing. Rose was sighted a little after 11 o'clock last night following a traffic stop at the intersection of 7th and Smith Street in Carmine. She was booked at the City County Jail in Carmine, pending the posting of $300 cash bond. A federal court has denied a request by imprisoned former Governor Rod Blagojevich to delay his resentencing while he asked the U.S. Supreme Court to hear his case. A Monday order from the 7th Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago denies last week's request by the Illinois Democrats' lawyers. The order says resentencing will not interfere with the high court's appeal. Blagojevich is currently serving a 14-year prison term, including trying to sell President Barack Obama's old Senate seat. A three-judge panel overturned five of his corruption convictions in July and ordered his resentencing on the 13 remaining counts. The Seventh Circuit earlier refused Blagojevich's request for a full court rehearing, so the Supreme Court is his last hope of getting more convictions tossed. No date has been set for resentencing. Fairfield City Council meets tonight, regular session, 6 o'clock. On the agenda tonight is the designation of some one-way streets around Fairfield Community High School to hopefully improve safety and traffic flow. Council's also expected to award bids for the for a new truck for both the filter plant and the power plant. And they're going to look at selling a Gravely Moore as surplus equipment. Council meets tonight, 6 p.m. in the council chambers at City Hall. An organizational meeting for the Fairfield High School after prom will be held this evening, 6 p.m., and that'll be in the back room of DiMaggio's. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson. He's your country financial representative in West Salem. At the noon hour, October crude oil prices up $1.22 a barrel, trading at $39.46 a barrel. Yesterday, local refineries dropped their offering $2.75 per barrel, and today they're paying $31 even for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. Time now to check the stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. At the noon hour, Dow is rebounding, currently up 331 points at 16,203. The Nasdaq's up 145 at 4,671. In local and area deaths, 92-year-old Fairfield resident Willina Gray died Monday at 1:28 p.m. at Lavender Ridge Nursing Home in Mount Vernon, Illinois. She was born in White County to Ernie and Lena Large Wells. She married the late Robert Gray December 31st, 1942. She was a homemaker, a member of the First Baptist Church in Fairfield, and a member of the Joy Singers and the Fairfield Women's Club. Survivors include two grandsons, Keith Gray of Fairfield and Jeremy Gray of Barn Hill, a daughter-in-law, Vicki Gray of Fairfield, three great-grandsons, Skyler, Eli, and Dane Gray, and a special niece, Yvonne Waltrip of Brownstown. Funeral services for Willina Gray will be 1 o'clock Thursday afternoon at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Visitation 11 o'clock Thursday morning until the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the First Baptist Church Children's Ministry and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Doris June Leake, 86, of Florida, died Sunday at Evergreen Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Effingham. She'd worked at a couple of different jobs, worked several years at Spartan Manufacturing, after which she spent some time working in home health care. Survivors include a son, Ed Leake, and wife, Linda of Flora, a daughter, Janice Schofield of Flora, a daughter, Deborah Leake of Flora, a son, Tom Leake, and wife, Pearl of Flora, a sister, Grace Pettit of Flora, eight grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, and one great-great-grandchild. Graveside services for Doris June Leake will be 6 o'clock Wednesday evening at Neff Cemetery at Flora. Memorials may be made to the Golden Circle Nutrition Program and will be accepted at the Cone Funeral Home in Flora, which is in charge of all the arrangements. Funeral services for Lena Marie Milburn, 93 of Fairfield, will be 1 o'clock Wednesday afternoon at Northside Baptist Church in Fairfield. Visitation 11 o'clock Wednesday morning till the time of service at the church. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to SSM Hospice, Wayfair Nursing Home Activity Department, or St. Jude's. The Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of the arrangements. The Jimmy Vincent Scott, 71, of McLeansboro, died Sunday at the VA Medical Center in Marion. Mr. Scott's remains will be cremated. There will be no formal services. The Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of all the arrangements. Funeral services for Beulah Smith, 94, of Clay City, will be 10 o'clock Friday morning at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Burial in Clay City Cemetery. Visitation will be from 6 to late Thursday evening at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Memorials may be made to the Flora Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center Activity Fund and will be accepted at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated daily. Folks, you've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center, WFIW News Time, 1230.
Save a Lot in Fairfield is your neighborhood grocery store. Amazing quality, fantastic prices. Our specials include whole boneless pork loins, $1.69 a pound. Boneless skinless chicken breast, $1.99 a pound. Family pack round chuck, just $3.99 a pound. And family pack center cut pork chops, just $3.99 a pound. Stop by Save a Lot this week and take advantage of the specials. Save a Lot store on West Main in Fairfield.
Enjoying being outdoors and taking care of man's best friend is easy when you take advantage of the bargains of the month at Gillard's True Value Hardware in Albion, Grayville, and Carmine. Choose between Black Flag Flying Insect Spray or Wasp, Hornet, and Yellow Jacket Spray. Two cans for only $5. Your dog will love Alpo Prime Cuts Dry Dog Food. A 47-pound bag is just $19.99. You'll find it all at Gillard's True Value Hardware in Albion, Grayville, and Carmine. Behind every project is a true value.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. Sunshine today, high 77. Clear skies tonight, cool down to 52. Sunny Wednesday, 77. Sunny Thursday, 78. Sunny Friday, 83. A slight chance of shower Saturday, warming to 84. And then sunny Sunday, 87. 78 the high yesterday, 52 our low this morning. And at 12:32 this afternoon under sunny skies, a little breeze out there. It's pleasant. It's 73. For news that's online anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.